Well, looking at the League Two table, we've spoken about it over recent weeks once again, getting incredibly close in there. You're right in the thick of things, and so many teams on around about the same points.
Yeah, it's a tight table, and obviously three games in a week can push you upwards very quickly, but equally downwards as quickly as well. So it's an important week.
In terms of Saturday's performance, obviously it didn't have the goals of the previous two games, but were you equally proud of your players because it was a tough place to go and a hard-earned point?
I don't think you can play much better and not win, to be honest. Thought we were good, very good. And most times when you perform like that, you come off the pitch winning, but we couldn't find the goal, unfortunately.
So you've still got that momentum, of course, in terms of the performance, and bigger bonus going into this Saturday-Tuesday run of games. We've obviously talked about the injury problems a lot. They've begun to clear up, and that really helps when you've got two games in such quick succession.
Well, it helps in terms of competition because, you know, people start to raise their levels. They know that people are coming back. Training levels intensify. And normally they all culminate in what's happening at the minute is that performances on the pitch on a match, they are very good. So we just need to try and focus and make sure that we continue to improve.
I know Tom Champion's been able to train despite his cheek injury. He's been keeping up his fitness. Is he in a position where he can do another 90 minutes on Tuesday if required?
Yeah, no problem. I don't see that as a problem at all.
You mentioned on Saturday what a bonus it is to have him back in the side. Not only the ability that he brings, clearly he has plenty of that, but his understanding, his reading of the game and just his character. It must just be great to have him back.
Yeah, it is. I think I think by the time he was ready to play again, I think the team and the players without him had begun to cope pretty well. But I think everyone in the group knows what he brings to the table, and as you say, it's not just his playing ability, but it's his mentality, it's his character, and the leadership really is the one thing that he's brought back to the group.
In terms of Kwesi Appiah and Tom Elliott up front, they've played a good number of games together now, despite the injuries that they've both had at different times, and it seems as though that partnership now is really coming together, and they're getting that understanding that comes from playing together regularly.
Yeah, I think the partnership's gelling really nicely, and as individuals, they're obviously very good. And together, I think they're as good as anything in the league.
In terms of Cheltenham then and the challenge that they pose, obviously started the season very strongly and have found it a little bit more tricky since then.
Yeah, I don't think performances have dropped too much, but you have spells, and they've been in a spell where you just can't quite find the right result. They got a good result on Saturday, but as I said, I think their performance levels have remained pretty high, and they're a good team. They're like us. They're in the mix, and it's a big test for us. And as I say, I like what they've got. They're good.
And the Abbey under floodlights on a Tuesday night, we've spoken about it before, always a good atmosphere, and we'll have an extra little bit, I would have thought, with all the fans having thoroughly enjoyed themselves last time around.
Yeah, I'll probably have a different type of atmosphere with a hurricane force wind.
That's true.
So, you know, that might in itself present another challenge. So, you know, there could be a number of things to deal with tomorrow night. But, you know, even though our home form is pretty mixed in terms of results, I think performances in the main have been very good. And with a little bit more good fortune or a bit more good play at the right time, you know, our home record could be very impressive. But we just have to hope that we can find the right result to go with the performance tomorrow.